This chazar zeichen of bachi cheskel shagel v'vav Yehudim esnechtes yuma daf lamed hey. Zakti Gemara Biyosef explained the word parva was the name of a person who practiced kishuf who had built this chamber, thus it carried his name. The Mishnah said parasu sadin shel butz. Rav Kahana explained they specifically used linen as the separation to remind that the special avodah of the day was done in linen clothing. The Mishnah said bashachar hayoloivish plusin shel shmoina osar. And then the Chacham at the end gave a total that said the total is 30 mana, 18 and 12. In fact, the Tana gave us a total of 30 mana for both sets of clothing to teach that it's the total that's important. Meaning, however, if the value of the morning or the afternoon clothing changes from the amounts of the Mishnah, that's not a problem as long as the combined value is not less than the total stated in the Mishnah of 30 mana. In fact, according to our mayor and the Rabbanan, it's clear that the linen clothing used in the morning should be worth more than the one used in the afternoon. Where do we learn that from? Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Lohi, said, the pasuk regarding the morning clothing says the word bad four times. This teaches that the clothing should be from the best quality linen. A brisa refers to the afternoon linen clothing as acherim. It's presumably meaning that they should be of greater value. They're acherim, even greater. The Mara says, the word acherim could also signify that they are different and of lesser value, and therefore the afternoon were of lesser value. Zakum Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said, the afternoon linen clothing may even be made by the mother of the Kohen Gadol, as long as she then gives it over to the tzibur, so that it belongs to the tzibur, then the Kohen Gadol wears it. That would seem obvious. The Mara says, we would think that we should be concerned that it's not going to be given over to the tzibur wholeheartedly. Therefore, we teach that they could. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda teaches that we don't have to be worried about that concern, and you can allow that to happen. Talking about, we find that Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi and Rabbi Lozer ben Charsim, each a Kohen Gadol, wore linen clothing of exorbitant value made by their respective mothers. Abraisa says, when a person moves on to the next world, he will be asked why he didn't learn Torah. The poor person will try to answer that he couldn't learn because he was too busy trying to earn a living. In heaven, they will reply, were you poorer than Hillel? Hillel was so poor that he once couldn't even afford to pay to enter the base medrash to learn. He climbed onto the roof to listen through the skylight and got buried in snow, endangering his life. And they had to be Michal Shabbos to save his life. The rich person will try to answer and say he couldn't learn because he was too busy with his business to learn. So in Shemayim, they'll say, were you richer than Rav Elazar ben Charsim? His father left him over 1,000 cities on dry land and 1,000 ships at sea, and yet he would travel around to learn Torah to the point that his own employees didn't even know who he was because he was always learning. The Russia will try to answer and say he was good looking and therefore he was always bothered by his Yetzirah and he couldn't learn. In Shemayim, they'll say, were you any better looking than Yosef? Yosef was begged every day by Potiphar's wife to be mezana with her, but yet he never gave in. Zok the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol would then go to his ox, which was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, with its head facing south and its face facing to the west. The Kohen would stand to the east of the ox, facing west, would lean both his hands on the ox, and would say Vidoy for his own Averis and for those of his Beisai for his household. After each mention of Hashem's name, the people would respond by saying Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoy, the Oilam Void.